With the end of the most holy sacrifice of the Mass this morning, came to an end the holy season of Easter. And now, after we have celebrated for 8 days the octave of Pentecost, of the sending forth by the Father and the Son of their most holy Spirit, now begins the rest of the year, which is put under his protection. The rest of the year, normally speaking, is called that after Pentecost, and every Sunday is a Sunday after Pentecost, regardless of all the things that have been done to the liturgy in the last 50, 60 years, which hopefully soon some strong traditional pope will rectify and fix. And if that doesn't happen, nothing is ever gonna get well. So today we celebrate the eve of the rest of this year until Advent, the eve of this year under the guise of the Holy Spirit, who is now sent by Christ, as he told the apostles, "If I do not go, I cannot send you another advocate, the Paraclete, who will take care of you and teach you everything that I have taught you already that you were not able to understand." And of course, that is what makes up the Catholic faith, that it does not come just from the sacred scripture, but the Holy Spirit will hand down to us generation after generation with no new revelation. Revelation has ended with the death of the last apostle, St. John the Evangelist. But the Holy Spirit unfolds that revelation, opens the pages to us and the secret meanings, perhaps even some that we have not yet heard of before. But the mystery that is revealed and that is celebrated today is a mystery that we have had from the very beginning. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, eternal. There was never a time when they were not. And from the Father's self-knowledge proceeds the Word, the second person of the Trinity, eternally. There was no time when that was not, something which we cannot possibly fathom. And from the knowledge of the Son, the Word for the Father, comes forth the love of the Trinity, which is equally with the Son and the Father a person, the person of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father and of the Son. And now he has come down to us, and we repeat it in the liturgy every year because our lives must be founded on the mysteries of the Most Holy Trinity, the sending forth, the mission of the Son sent by the Father, and the sending forth, the mission of the Holy Spirit sent by the Father and the Son. That which happens in time mirrors that which has happened eternally in the Trinity. And so we find all the wonderful meanings of the readings. They have some readings here and there, not enough to explain it all, not enough to understand it all. In fact, you need to believe, you need to accept. You cannot understand the mystery of God. Before the mystery of God, all you can do is to fall flat on your face, trembling and weeping and crying for fear, because he is the Almighty. You cannot understand the mystery of the Trinity. The mystery of the Trinity is not possible for any human being to understand. The Church, guided by the same Holy Spirit, can teach us this and that and the other about it. but we will never understand. It is ineffable. It is, in fact, as one of the Eastern Rite fathers of the Church has proclaimed, it is the cloud of the unknowing. And that, of course, is why when we use incense at Mass and other parts of the liturgy, it resembles that which is in heaven, the cloud of the unknowing, which on the one hand hides the divinity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, on the other hand reveals the wonders of this most holy Trinity. So today we celebrate this wonderful mystery, and it is all as St. John reveals. God the Father loved the world that he created along with the Son and the Holy Spirit. That when we sinned through Adam and Eve, under the influence of the horrible serpent Satan, that he sent us his Son to fix what he had destroyed. But of course, since we use free will to sin, we, you and I, and all others have to use free will to connect ourselves back to God. And of course, to be baptized in the Holy Trinity, in water and fire, as St. John the Baptist predicted. And he did not do all this sending his Son to condemn the world. He did it to save the world. And of course, the Holy Spirit the same. But he reminds us, we must believe. We must put aside all doubts and all darkness in our hearts and minds and souls, especially the darkness of mortal sin, including original sin, if we have not been validly baptized. But he says, and we must take him seriously, whoever believes will not be condemned, because we will then join into the glorious life of the Trinity, which is found here on earth in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, the mystical body of Christ. And he says also, and this is the sad shape in which the world, including many Catholics and many bishops and priests, are found today, he who has not believed is already condemned. We cannot enter heaven without faith in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Without the baptism, without his grace, his life, and without the sacraments that require faith. And so therefore, we need to make sure that we are on the right track. Make sure that we receive this eternal life that God has sent to us and has given to us. So today, in a very special way, but every day, everything we do, the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, is done in the name and in the power and by the grace of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.